Hey, it's Nicola. Well, it's not just the oldest and the youngest members of our community who are at risk from the flu. New Starts show Queenslanders in their 20s and 30s are among the 25 people who have died from influenza so far this year. We've had one death here on the Sunshine Coast as experts warn us to get our flu jabs now, with the peak of the season yet to hit. More strike action is expected at the Woodford Correctional Centre today. It follows months of negotiations between the jail and the state government over proposed changes to working conditions and pay. Staff walked off the job at midnight and won't return until midday. And Sunshine Coast Police are pointing the finger at us, saying we aren't doing enough to protect our property, practically inviting thieves to nick our cars. There's been an increase in the number of vehicle thefts here in recent weeks. Usually around 11 are stolen each week, but that figure's now risen to about 22. Detective Senior Sergeant Darren Edwards says in many cases, car theft can be avoided.
People, whilst they lock their homes, they're not locking their cars properly. The offenders are entering the cars, finding remotes to the homes, unlocking a garage door, getting access to the house, taking keys and then stealing the cars. So there's a number of ways that these vehicles are getting stolen, but it all comes down really to people being more prudent with their security of their vehicles and their homes.
Turns out thieves have a preference too, most likely to target dual cab utes and luxury vehicles.